Sherwood Taylor remembers the time he saw a friend die of an overdose, just feet away from where he's sitting on his bed in his Hartford apartment.
Matter of fact, that chair right there, he fell out of it. Boom. I say, Mike. I don't hear him, I don't hear him breathing no more. So I, Mike. So I get up, I snap him. Then I call 911. The guy OD'd here, and they worked on, they did work on, but he died before, they carried him out here in a body bag.
At the age of 76, Taylor defies statistics. He's been using heroin for more than 50 years. The average drug user will die 15 to 20 years after they start using. So Taylor's seen his fair share of overdoses, and he's seen a change in the way heroin users try to stop ODs. A few years later, another of his friends was overdosing, and this time, Taylor had naloxone.
So I shoot him up, and, a half hour or whatever, he was, oh, man, thanks, Wood, man, died. Yeah, you saved the old boy, But I saved one, and one died.
Taylor got the naloxone from the Greater Hartford Harm Reduction Coalition, an organization of volunteers trying to get overdose prevention kits into the hands of heroin users.
I'd rather engage and, users themselves because they're most at risk.
That's Mark Jenkins, founder of the coalition. He says social services staff often have access to naloxone training, but that doesn't help a heroin user who's shooting up at home or in a restaurant bathroom.
I'd rather train at McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts. Those are public consumption spaces.
New Connecticut laws make it easier to get naloxone from a doctor or a pharmacist. But Jenkins says that drug users, due to stigma and social isolation, often don't make it there. Jenkins himself struggled with heroin addiction. He's been clean for almost 20 years. Now, his phone doesn't stop ringing with requests for overdose prevention training. His ringtone, appropriately, is a blaring emergency alarm.
Mark speaking, may I help you?
Jenkins tells the people he gives naloxone to that they should pass it out to other heroin users they know, and to come back to him for more if they run out. But Jenkins' supply of naloxone is running low. The Connecticut Department of Public Health pilot program he's a part of is coming to an end, and now he's pulling from a donation of naloxone kits he received from a pharmaceutical company. Often, he funds the organization out of his own pockets. Marianne Buccelli oversees the state's community naloxone distribution pilot program. She says that demand has exceeded the state's supplies.
And we continue to receive calls from law enforcement, medical doctors. I just received a call from an emergency room and out in the Danbury area, other community providers, friends and family members affected by injection drug use and or prescription drug use.
Buccelli says she's working to get funding for programs like Mark's on the agenda for next year's legislative session. Massachusetts and Rhode Island have had community-based naloxone distribution for nearly a decade. But Jenkins says Connecticut has been slow on the draw.
If this were anything else, look at Ebola, how they spring to action. Look now at Zika and how they spring to action with clear, decisive, and an open wallet. Make services available, but this still isn't the case with addiction.
Jenkins drives his van through Hartford's North End. He knows that this is where he'll find people who need clean syringes, naloxone, and sometimes a ride to the hospital. At a corner, he sees a familiar face, a heroin user he's worked with over the years. He pulls to the side, rolls down the window, and asks him how he's doing. The man responds, he's just trying to survive. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ryan Karen King in Hartford, Connecticut.